And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Year Spotlight from Art Barn School of Art. They have a great event coming up, and it's their 7th annual Art Blitz. With us is Amy Davis Navratakis, the Executive Director, and Melissa Wasserman, the Program Manager. Welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Aloha.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us a little bit about Art Blitz, if there's anything, what you're doing, anything new this year.
Okay, well,
yeah, big changes.
This is Amy. I'm going to give a little bit of an overview about the festival for anyone who doesn't already know. It's Art Barn's annual festival, and it's been in the third weekend of August for the last 7 years, which is how long we've been running it. And this year it's going to be September 16th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This year we're going to a one-day festival. So we highlight all of our educational activities during this festival, and it, you know, just generally provides a fun day for the whole family because our activities are available, you know, accessible to all ages.
So what type of activities do we expect to see? Of course, I've been there a couple times. What activities do we have when someone comes to this who has not been there before?
Some of our popular activities that we'll be having again this year are some hands-on collaborative activities for all ages, including a mural project that'll be installed on the side of our building. Every year, we kind of add to this collaborative mural project on the side of the barn. And we will have chair painting and ink on vellum. So those are kind of fun, you know, really satisfying hands-on art activities that anybody can just jump in and do for a little while. And those will be running all day long. We also feature artist demonstrations so people can kind of watch some different art techniques and see how they're done. Everything from watercolor and pastel to the plein air painters, and some ceramics activities so people will get to watch how wheel throwing ceramics works. And last but not least, something I'm very excited about is some programming around our fairly new Monarch Gardens. We are part of, we now have a certified Monarch Way Station on the grounds. We will be doing a Monarch Butterfly release and have some information around just important native pollinators and why we chose to have some pollinator gardens and Monarch Butterfly support here on our campus.
Can you tell us about the pollinator parade? That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, we have, we work with a local woman who raises monarch butterflies from Caterpillar. And so we'll be doing a release, and there's kind of a photo opportunity. So if people want to observe the butterflies and kind of learn how to take some good photographs of those wildflowers and insects and things, they'll be able to kind of learn how to do that and have a really fun opportunity to know that they'll have some subjects and some monarchs to see. They tend to kind of spread out and enjoy our monarch gardens, but also the sunflowers that we have growing on site. We're getting the sunflowers planted now, so they should be in full bloom in mid-September, so that'll be really wonderful.
Is that a timed event? Is there like a certain time that the butterflies will be released?
Yes, yeah, and that's usually midday sometime. We're still working on the final schedule, but, you know, look for that and, you know, around lunchtime, early afternoon.
About the animal ambassadors, do you know who's going to be visiting?
Well, our animal ambassadors will be, for the most part, in their pens. So we do have a resident donkey, Moses, and our resident bunny. So they will be on site, and hopefully our smaller visitors won't be sticking fingers through, you know, the fences or anything like that. And we don't want to encourage feeding or anything like that. But we do also have chickens. We do kind of tend to keep them in their pen during the day just because there's a lot going on and chickens running around everywhere. So the chickens may not be out, but we do have our unicorn Sparkle, who makes appearances. So she will be making timed appearances during the event as well.
Oh,
so we'll be publishing
fun
those times ahead of the event.
And music acts, what do you have coming in to do music this year?
Well, we're still working on that. I think that I don't have any names named yet. So we are still working on it, but we will have a full schedule and full stage because I don't know who's doing what when. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and so that's a good point. So we have our hands-on art activities. We have demonstrations. We have the stage set up all day with different regional musicians and music acts. And we also have food available. We'll have some food trucks here. So it's really, I mean, it is a festival. It's an open house. It's a festival. There's all kinds of things, and people can definitely make a day of it.
And hike the trails. You do have like 69 acres, right?
Yes, we do.
We do.
We do. We have the acreage. And this year, one of the new things that we're kind of, or one of the things I guess we're bringing back from when this used to be the Sunflower Festival is we're bringing back hay rides. So,
wonderful.
Yeah. So that'll be timed as well. So, of course, people are, you know, perfectly, welcome to hike the trails as well. But we'll have we'll be doing a hayride around part of our grounds. So that'll be new. And we're going to have face painting too, I think. So
face there's painting and a, sort of a scavenger hunt as well.
Well, we only have about a minute left. Is there any other quick things you want to tell us about going in late August and September that are happening in Art Barn? And also tell us how they can find you and every information online.
Sure. Well, we'll be starting up our fall class schedule right after Art Blitz concludes. We have some new classes. Of course, year round, we have our sort of foundation classes, our watercolor, drawing, pastels. And this year, we're adding some writing workshops and classes for people who may want to develop their fiction writing skills. And we have a oil painting workshop with Mark Vandervine happening in October. And we are also adding some colored pencil classes to the slate. And this is in addition to our kids classes that run weekly as well. We have kids ceramics and kids creativity.
So you can register at artbarnschool.org or call us at 219-462-9009.
Well, we appreciate coming on Art of the Year Spotlight. The 7th Annual Art Blitz, Saturday, September 16th, 9 to 5 p.m. That's Amy Davis, Navratakis, and Melissa Washburn. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you. It sounds like a jam-packed, fun event.
It will be.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Larry and Esther.
And as a reminder, if you'd like to have your event on Art of the Year Spotlight or have a longer feature interview, email us at aota@breck.com. That's aota@breck.com. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.